Flags are flying at half staff in the U.S. state of Connecticut this weekend, where the worst elementary school shooting in the nation's history took place on Friday. Before he himself perished, the gunman claimed 26 victims, including 20 young children at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. Authorities have identified the gunman as 20-year-old Adam Lanza. Hundreds of people gathered at St. Rose of Lima Parish Church in Newtown on Friday evening to pray for the victims and to seek and offer consolation. The governor of Connecticut, Daniel Malloy, addressed the gathering.
People's children, brothers and sisters, were taken from them. People's spouses, those teachers and administrators, were taken from us. Yet we stand in a church, and many of us today in the coming days will rely upon that which we have been taught and that which we inherently believe, that there is faith for a reason, and that faith itself is God's gift to all of us.
Malloy went on to say that the incident will try people's faith in God and in community.
In these times of troubles and travail, when the unthinkable happens in our very midst, our faith is tested. Not just in the religious sense, not just necessarily our faith in God, but our faith in community, in who we are and what we collectively are. And it's in so many ways permissible to have those thoughts and those doubts about who we are and what we are and what community represents. But then we turn to understand as we turn around this room and recognize our friends and our neighbors, those we have done things for and those who have done things for us. This is a great and beautiful community, located in a great and beautiful state, in a great and beautiful nation. In the coming days and in the coming weeks, I will pray that you all embrace one another, that you lift one another up, that you understand the difficulties that you collectively will undergo. Keep in your prayers the children who lost their lives today. Keep in your prayers the adults who lost their lives today. Understand that a test is just that, that which we rise to and answer and respond to. In the coming days, as many of us prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, understand that that too will bring sorrow as we think about these instances that have happened so close to those days. But that too will pass and be overcome. In all of our prayers and the prayers and hopes of all of the public officials who have assembled here today and in the presence of your great select person, I bring and extend the condolences of the entirety of this state to you, the members of this community. May God bless you. May God bless our children who are with us today and those who were taken away. And may God bless the adults who lost their lives today.
Pope Benedict XVI sent a message of condolence to the Diocese of Bridgeport, in which Newtown is situated, in which he conveys his grief and the assurance of closeness in prayer to the victims and their families, and to all those affected by the shocking event. In the message, the Pope goes on to ask God's consolation for those who mourn, and for strength and sustenance for the entire community, especially in the form of forgiveness, hope, and reconciling love. I'm Chris Altieri.